Good morning. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason here on the Urbana-Champaign campus of the U of I with a look at what's been happening in the trade from Chicago. Futures now in the corn pit at the CME Group are down 9.25 cents in the July contract at $4.24 and a quarter. December down 9.25 as well at $4.42 and a half. Soy complex is off 3 cents in the August contract at $10.34 and a half. The nearby July is up about 5 cents for the day. It's at 10.51. November beans, the important one, at $10.26 and three quarters for the new crop, that is, down a penny and three quarters. And January down 2 cents at $10.32 and a half. Wheat futures in the July are down 4 cents at $5.82 and three quarters for the soft red. The hard red is down 5 and three quarters at $5.52 and a quarter. Live cattle futures from the CME Group are 45 cents lower in the August at $146.15. The feeders at $1.17 and a half higher. $2.1240 in the lean hogs in the lead option, 72 and a half cents higher at $79.80. On the phone line is Wayne Nelson at L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana, to help us make sense of these trades. Thanks so much for being with us. I guess the soybeans have been a little bit everywhere this morning and in the overnight trade. How did things pursue after we opened yesterday evening?
Well, of course, you know, last night after the crop rains dropped just 1%, and we looked at a lot of different states, and of course, the eastern states, the Ohio, the Indiana, and Illinois all dropped a little harder, and the western states improved. But basically, we were up as much as 15 cents last night. The November beans got high at 10.45, and this morning after the reopen, we got down to 10.22 and a half, and we're at 10.28 and a quarter now, just down a quarter of a cent. So having a hard time making up our mind what this bean crop's going to be like.
Yeah, so they're having a tough time making up their mind. Where's the division in the corn crop at this point?
Well, I think the corn crop, you know, we're down about 8 cents here this morning on that. I think a lot of that was we were looking for a 2% decrease in the crop ratings. We actually increased one on the excellent and dropped one on the good, so we kept the 69% good to excellent. That's only down 7% from last year's crop ratings as we go across. And big division again once you get to the Iowa line and looking at Iowa, Minnesota, Nebraska, and that as we compared to look at the Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio states. And, you know, very good to not so very good in the areas that way. And of course, the rains last night sure didn't help anybody's attitude and feeling like things are looking better soon.
How are conditions in your area there at near Crawfordsville, Indiana?
You know, south of town, we've got a very decent crop yet. Things are looking good and can do okay. We need a little dry weather here, which we're forecast to get over the next week to 10 days. That way, you go north of town to Linden, Crawfordsville, up to there, Lafayette, and north, pretty rough-looking area. And I know they got drenched real good, you know, south and east of here last night. But all in all, you know, our little area around here is good for Indiana this year.
It's about the haves and have-nots at this point, and some of it is about having way too much rainfall. Illinois has had a great deal of rainfall. There are parts of Indiana that have been deluged. Missouri early on had a really tough start. Ohio, or at least a good portion of it in that northwestern corner of the state, has been really tough. How do you balance those states and conditions out with the crop in all of those states that might be in not such bad condition? For instance, we rarely hear about western Illinois and it being a problem at this point. I would suspect a good part of the far northwestern part of Illinois not too bad as well. And then you've got Iowa, Minnesota, and Nebraska. Minnesota and Iowa, which apparently look really, really good at this time.
Yeah, we're hearing that there, and even some of the Dakotas is looking at tremendous record yields for some of the area, and that is the hard problem. Basically, along the way, you know, we've dropped crop ratings quite heavily in Illinois, Indiana. You know, Indiana is the worst as far as the ratings go. They, you know, they're less than 50% good to excellent. Ohio has some very bad spots. You know, last night you looked at the rains and you said, "Wow, it's terrible." It's hitting that same spot again. But, you know, once the crops are drowned out in an area, they're drowned out and zero stays at zero.
Zero stays zero. And they're drowned out. They won't be planted. They won't be replanted.
No, we're not going to replant now. We had a lot of replant claims that we submitted as far as with the crop insurance, Todd, and most of them didn't happen because it just got too wet to get back in. And, you know, those same bottoms that have flooded out twice now, the third time doesn't make much difference.
Have you heard much about Western Illinois? I just pulled up something I posted on my Twitter account last night, which comes from the Midwestern Regional Climate Center. It's accumulated precipitation from July 1st to July 12th. And over that 12-day period, Western Illinois, in that Quincy and above area, all the way almost to Rock Island, have had somewhere between 5 and 6 inches of rainfall. They didn't have as much early on, I don't think, but they've got to be suffering at this point as well. And I have seen some of those Western Illinois farmers griping about how much they've had in the past, too.
Yeah, they're not in an ideal conditions by any means. You know, one of my old friends is a chemical and seed corn rep for that area, and he says there's some very rough areas in there, and not real happy farmers he's calling on because of that. And they were out walking, and one of the things they're worried about with all this excess rain is, you know, gray leaf spot, and some of the things that they're going to be recommending to spend more money on fungicide to some of these guys that are already thinking their past, you know, their crop isn't looking like they want to spend any more money on.
Yeah, so what are you suggesting to producers? Should they stand aside at this time and wait and see what happens with the market space?
Well, I think, you know, as we're looking here, depending on what percent they're marketed is what they're looking at, if they need to lighten up on some of their hedges because their production isn't up to where they don't think it's going to be up to where their sales are, you know, lighten up a little bit. Otherwise, we're, you know, if you're production's looking good, we're staying with our hedges pretty much along the way, but we're waiting to put anything more on here until we see a little more weather proceed along the way, because we think this is a weather market, and you know, some big things can happen unexpectedly and fast.
What are the technical points we have to watch for? I know 450 for December corn. How about for soybeans in the November contract?
Well, I think, you know, that basically along the way, I think we encroached or went through the 1040. I think the next one's 1050, and I think if we can get a good solid close up there, well, then we're looking at 1065 that eventually possibly, you know, projects on up to the 1080.
Anything on the world front that we need to be concerned about? It seems to have settled down a great deal this week as compared to last week.
You know, we're, of course, the Iran possible settlement or probable settlement there. We looked for a little harder. We saw a harder sell-off in the crude early this morning. It's bounced back. We think that Iran will put a lot of crude out on the market. The other thing, of course, is Greece. Will they be intelligent enough to go along with the deal they finally have cut, or will that all backfire about Wednesday when they don't agree to things?
All right. Hey, thanks so much. We'll talk with you again this afternoon during the closing market report.
Thanks, Todd.
That's Wayne Nelson. He's with L&M Commodities out of Newmarket, Indiana. Joins us on the mid-morning market report here on Illinois Public Media. The trade in Chicago is down 9 cents for the nearby corn contract at this point. New crop is also down 9 cents. Soybeans in the July are up a penny and a quarter. November down 2.5. Bean meal futures up $4.70 at $372.70, something to keep an eye on. And the bean oil at $32.25 is down 40 cents. Wheat futures are down 4 cents in the July for the soft red. The hard red down 5.75 in the lead option July contract. Live cattle futures at this hour are 42.5 cents lower. Feeders are up $1.37.5, and lean hogs are 70 cents higher. The energy markets show crude oil at $52.15 a barrel. That's a nickel lower. Ethanol futures are down 2.4 cents at $1.63.1 per gallon, and the price of gasoline on wholesale, RBOB, at $1.89.4, 4.5 cents lower today at this hour. Heating oil, diesel fuel, down a penny and a half at $1.70.3. Natural gas is $2.84.5. That's down a penny and 9 cents. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is just about 17 points higher at 17,917. The U.S. dollar down 0.108 at 96.89. And gold futures currently trading 50 cents lower at $1,155. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. We're coming up on the top of the hour. It's 10 o'clock in the central time zone. Here's what the weather forecast says we'll see for the day. A 30% chance of showers, some thunderstorms. Those will come after 11 a.m. this morning. Mostly sunny, a high of 87 degrees. And then tonight, a 20% chance of rainfall before 9 p.m. Central, partly cloudy and a low of 62 degrees. Winds out of the north-northeast tonight at 11 to 8 miles per hour. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. You can find us online at will.illinois.edu.